Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. These are the days of the Epiphany, to celebrate the Epiphany all this week. How do we do that? Or do we think, well, gee, it's the 7th of January, Christmas is over. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. He's come to us. He's come to save us, to set us free. And I'm sure there are people listening to this program who have great difficulties, physical, spiritually, mentally, probably many people with difficulties. God came to save you. So take this time, even though it feels like nothing, take this time to thank him for his goodness to us, that he would become a child, a baby, to become one of us. Brothers and sisters, what a God we have. He knows your every need. Let's turn to him more and more. Whatever the difficulties in your life, just keep asking him, Lord, please help me. So the readings today, the first one is from the first letter of St. John, chapter 4, verse 19, to chapter 5, verse 4. 4:19 to 5:4. Beloved, we love God because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God but hates his brother, he is a liar. For whoever does not love a brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. This is the commandment we have from him. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. What about in your immediate family? Or what about the people at work, for the closest relationships that you have? Do you truly love? Do you ask forgiveness when you fail another person? How do you show your friendship? Is it kind, strengthening, hopeful? That's what God wants. He wants us to love one another as we love him. So then the question is, if you're not loving your brothers and sisters in this world, do you love God? He died for you. He was born and died for you. If you were the only person on the earth, it would have been for you, because as God, he knows each one of us. He knew when we would be born. He knew when we would die. And he waits for us. He waits for us to speak to him. Please, brothers and sisters, open your heart to him. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God. And everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. In this way we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is begotten by God conquers the world, and the victory that conquers the world is our faith. Brothers and sisters, don't put on a show for Christmas. Don't put on a show at the beginning of the new year. Ask God to help you. Start with one person that you've been unkind to. Get the courage. Go up and ask for their forgiveness. Just mend the relationships that are in difficulty right now and thank God for the ones that are the joy of our lives. Brothers and sisters, please, let us obey him. Let us obey him, because that will help to increase our faith. Sometimes when I've gone through a difficulty, I've just taken the time to say the creed to myself, to pray it, and to ask him to increase my faith. And many of you may be in difficult situations, physically or mentally or family-wise, or your jobs. You may be in difficult situations. Use that to draw closer to God, because he will help you. And when he does, let me know about it if you can. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. That's what we need to do to increase the number of people who are praising him and worshiping him because of what he's done for us. He's trying to bring us justice. He's trying to save us from fraud and violence, etc., etc. He wants us to be blessed by him. He wants his name to be blessed among us. Let's open our hearts, and may every nation on earth will adore you. Getting through this pandemic is a great test of faith. Let us, every nation on earth, adore him. Don't wait till something good happens. Now, we've experienced much difficulty, but ask him, Lord, I love you. Please help us and thank you for what you've already done. Just keep praying that prayer. Simple, but God hears you. He hears every word you say. So let our words not be blasphemous, but seeking the divine Savior who will bless us and heal us and restore us. And the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 14 to 22. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. This is a time where he's looked upon with great joy. It doesn't always stay that way. But here was a time when he had the joy of other people. So he came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." That's what Jesus came to do for us, and we can share in that. I can bring glad tidings to the poor. We can proclaim liberty to captives, to people who are captive in their own darkness and their own suffering. You can help them by your prayer and by greeting them and by giving them faith, encouraging them. Brothers and sisters, God wants to use us in so many ways that we don't believe that. We don't believe God wants to use us, but he does. He speaks through us sometimes. We're surprised. I remember a couple of times when that happened to me, and when it was finished, I said, "Where did that come from?" And I kind of stepped back, and I was kind of laughing. And then I thought, oh, my goodness, perhaps that's the Lord. I don't mean we go around hearing voices. I don't mean that. But the Lord is so good to us in so many ways. Let's open our hearts to receive him more and more and more. And it says here in Scripture that after he read that passage, rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. Brothers and sisters, he comes to set us free. He comes to forgive us our sin. He comes to show us the way to eternal life and joy. I just stopped with that last part the other day, and I thought, why do we some days become afraid to die? Because if we followed him here in this life and confessed our sins, because we're never perfect, we all make mistakes. But when we've confessed our sins and seek to follow him, he hears us and he blesses us and he draws us close to himself. Don't miss all that God has for you. And it doesn't mean he's going to come down and blow the trumpets and start a fire and everything to draw your attention. It's not that. It often comes in a very just quiet moment. Not always, maybe once a year. But my goodness, you, God loves. He speaks to us. He speaks to us through the readings at Mass every Sunday. He speaks to us through the readings every day. Brothers and sisters, even if you can't get to Mass, read the readings because they will bring you life. And I know that many are listening to this program, young and old, who are going through difficult times. And I want to say to you, God knows. God knows. Just turn to Him and say, this is a really tough time, Lord. Would you please help me? Maybe nothing seems to happen, but say it every day because you're indicating that you trust Him. And that's what He's looking for. That's what He wants from you, to trust Him. Don't be afraid. He loves you very, very, very much. There was a priest by the name of Father Bonnewell. He was a Dominican priest. And he said this that I want to leave you with. What the law cannot do, God can and does accomplish. His adoption of us actually confers a divine sonship upon us. He gave them power to be made the sons of God, the daughters of God, to them that believed in Him. Our first parents were tempted to sin by the promise, "You shall be as gods." Instead, the sin of Adam and Eve debased man almost to the level of the animals. What sin failed to give man has been bestowed upon him by divine love. For by the incarnation, God became man so that man might become divine, united with the divinity. Not in this life, but in the next. Humanly speaking, it is not possible for us to attain such glory. But by the power of God, the impossible is accomplished. For by divine grace, man becomes godlike. That doesn't mean you're an accessory to God, but you begin to reflect His image more and more. Your actions are those of a Christian, those of a Catholic. Your speech begins to change. It really doesn't happen overnight, but know that He's here and He's listening and He can hear you even today. Bring Him your care, bring Him your needs, bring Him your thanksgiving, bring Him your hope, and He will hear you. But who is this God who is so interested in me? He writes. Obviously, it is impossible to describe satisfactorily one who dwells in light inaccessible, whom no man has seen. He has the most absolute fullness of every perfection to a degree that is without limit. There is literally no limitation whatever His love to His love, His wisdom, His knowledge, His power, His mercy, or to any of His other attributes. Please, brothers and sisters, open your hearts to Him and talk to Him. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.